Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Kentucky hit a major milestone yesterday when the 1 millionth COVID-19 vaccine was administered during a ceremony at the state capitol. In communities with large international populations like Bowling Green, part of the challenge is getting refugees and immigrants to roll up their sleeves. In this report, Lisa Autry tells us about local efforts to ensure refugees are not left out of the vaccination process.
Understanding the coronavirus and the vaccine has been a bit of a learning curve for all of us. But what if you were new to the U.S. and not a native English speaker? That's the scenario for thousands of refugees living in Bowling Green. Albert Banfu heads the Bowling Green-based International Center of Kentucky. He says groups like his are working to combat a lack of knowledge and false information about the vaccine.
They are being told that the vaccines are not safe, the vaccine will make them sick, the vaccine will make them die, the vaccine will render many of them sterile and unproductive, etc. So all of those false stories that's going around has also infiltrated the refugee community, and that's posing a very big concern for us.
The International Center has promoted the vaccine on social media with educational material in multiple languages. Staff have also posted videos of themselves getting vaccinated to counter any hesitancy. Outreach to refugees has become a community effort. Just ask Father Stephen Van Lotten, a priest at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Bowling Green. Sunday afternoon, Father Stephen, as he's called, traded the pulpit for a nursing classroom on the campus of the medical center. He's the only Burmese priest in the area and served as a translator at the hospital's mass vaccination clinic.
It's always good to have somebody who can be a bridge builder between the people and those who are working in this environment.
Holy Spirit Catholic Church has 168 Burmese families. Many of them received the vaccine on Sunday. Among first in line was 37-year-old Andrew Moong, who came to Bowling Green 2 years ago.
I never expected to get this soon because I feel like we are the minority here, and because of that, and I expect only to get in the summer. So I'm very excited about it.
Relax, yeah. Take a deep breath. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Deep breath, relax those shoulders.
Moong expressed gratitude and thought the vaccine, in his words, would at this point only be available to the wealthy.
There we go. Good job. Little Band-Aid for you.
In line behind him was Mon Voon, a petite, young Burmese woman in a white puffer coat. She didn't speak English, but with Father Stevens translating, she talked about contracting COVID-19.
She was saying that when she got the COVID, she was not feeling good. She got all, fever, body ache, and she was shivering, and she couldn't go to work, and she has to quarantine.
This was the medical center's first time vaccinating a large international group. Dr. Melinda Joyce knows there are many more in the refugee community that still need to be reached.
Probably the biggest challenge is just language barriers. So many of the papers and things, the informed consent, many of those are not in other languages. And so that is one of the things that makes it difficult, is just translating that so that everybody can understand.
Burma ranks third as the source of the most refugees living in Bowling Green, behind only Bosnia and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. According to the Kentucky Office for Refugees, nearly 850 Burmese migrants arrived in Bowling Green from 2015 to 2019. Vaccinating them and other nationalities remains a work in progress. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.